So we continue with Moses up on Mount Sinai. As you know, well known, you know now about the veil, but everybody always knows that he came down to Mount Sinai with the Ten Commandments as well. But he also came down with some really wonderful, amazing advice for living your life. And that's what Leviticus chapter 25 is. I'm just going to share with you the first 12 verses from Leviticus chapter 25, verses 1 through 12. The Lord spoke to Moses on Mount Sinai, saying, "Speak to the people of Israel and say to them, 'When you enter the land that I am giving you, the land shall observe a Sabbath for the Lord. 6 years you shall sow your field, and 6 years you shall prune your vineyard and gather in their yield. But in the seventh year there shall be a Sabbath of complete rest for the land, a Sabbath for the Lord. You shall not sow your field or prune your vineyard. You shall not reap the aftergrowth of your harvest or gather the grapes of your unpruned vine. It shall be a year of complete rest for the land. You may eat what the land yields during its Sabbath, you, your male and female slaves, your hired and your bound laborers who live with you, for your livestock also, and for the wild animals in your land, all its yield shall be for food. You shall count off 7 weeks of years, 7 times 7 years, so that the period of 7 weeks of years gives 49 years. Then you shall have the trumpet sounded loud on the 10th day of the 7th month, on the Day of Atonement. You shall have the trumpet sounded throughout all your land. And you shall hallow the 50th year, and you shall proclaim liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you. You shall return, every one of you, to your property, and every one of you to your family. That 50th year shall be a jubilee for you. You shall not sow or reap the aftergrowth or harvest the unpruned vines. For it is a jubilee. It shall be holy to you. You shall eat only what the field itself produces." May the Lord add his blessings upon this reading of his word. Well, there you have it. Leviticus 25 kind of lays it all out there for you. It's kind of rather interesting. That seven is considered the perfect number. 7 times 7 is 49, which makes it kind of the ultimate perfect number. If you remember correctly, in the Bible we're told that Jesus is asked, "How many times should I forgive my brother, my sister?" And is it 7 times? And Jesus says, "No, 7 times 70 you shall forgive." That number 7 plays an important role in our lives. Creation was 7 days. 6 days to create everything. 1 day set aside for Sabbath. 1 day set aside for canceling everything. And then here in Leviticus, we're told that it should be 7 years. 6 years toil and hard labor, 1 year cancellation. Let the land restore itself. And then, of course, on that 50th year, once again, don't do anything and live off what you reap from previous harvest. That makes it the year of jubilation. Just rest and restore. Rest and restore. Yesterday, I took a Sabbath day. Yesterday, it was it for me. I decided to stay home and do nothing. Well, except for the fact that I have some mice who've chewed holes in my shed out back, so I plugged those up. But the rest of the day, I pretty much did nothing. I did think about the sermon a little bit this morning. I felt like I kind of owed that to you at the very least. But for the most part, it was a Sabbath day. I kind of felt guilty a little bit. I don't know how many times I've heard district superintendents set ministers down and say, "You gotta take a day off. You need to take your vacation. You owe it to the church to restore yourself, to relax, and come back able to serve even more." And here, Moses is giving us a great formula for farming. I don't know if there are any farmers here this morning with me. Anybody ever done any farming? I guess I'm the only one who was here in the sanctuary this morning who's ever been involved with farming. Both my grandparents were farmers. My dad's father managed a fruit farm in southern Illinois, and my mom's dad had a 500-acre farm in southern Illinois. Boy, it took a lot of work. But what great advice is it to work your land for 6 years and then take 1 year and let your land restore itself? That's why they even do crop rotation, so that it doesn't destroy the land. It replenishes the nutrients. That's an amazing advice for us in our lives, to always stop and take a Sabbath. Here's what I learned, though, from this passage and from the years that I worked on a farm when I was in high school and college. Not everything works out okay. God didn't promise that everything was going to be all right. You can read Leviticus chapter 25 over and over, and nowhere in there did he say, I promise that every day is going to be wonderful. But you and I know there are losses that come along. Sometimes we face a loss in our lives because of our own choice. We make a bad choice. We are human. That's part of what we do. I've been known to do that myself. When I was growing up, my father and I were very close. We spent a lot of time together. He was a minister, and I wanted to go into the ministry somehow. I didn't know what it was at that point in time. I knew I was going to work within the church's ministry. So I would actually jump in the car and ride across southern Illinois to a church meeting and sit through the church meeting instead of playing tag football with my friends in the backyard. I went everywhere with him. I always helped him. You learned from last week my father had bad eyes, so I always felt obligated to kind of help him find things and help him drive. I would point out, here's a sign that says we need to turn left up ahead. I always felt like I was his right-hand child. One week during our vacation, it's hot summer in southern Missouri. We've been camping. This was a rare treat for our family. It was very, very hot, and my father pulled into a Dairy Queen. We didn't stop at Dairy Queen very much, but when we did, it was a wonderful treat, especially in this particularly hot summer in southern Missouri. We were excited as little kids, and we all got out of the car. We were hot and tired. We all got out of the car, and my brother and I immediately grabbed a Frisbee and started tossing the Frisbee around the parking lot at Dairy Queen while my father went around to the front to place orders for 6 ice cream cones. I didn't go with him that time. I chose not to. This may seem so simple, not very important, but my gosh, 55 years later, and it still bothers me that he came around the corner of that Dairy Queen with 6 ice cream cones in his hands in the hot sun. I chose not to help him. And all of a sudden, one of the ice cream toppings toppled off and fell to the ground. That was a huge loss in our family. We didn't have the money to go back around and buy another ice cream cone, so that meant one of us was going to get just the cone with a little bit of ice cream, and of course, it was my father. To this day, I still feel bad about that. I don't know if I ever had that chance to share that with him or not. My choice caused a great loss. But sometimes the loss is because, man, it just happens. We can't put a finger on the reason. It just happens. We don't know why. As a young man working on a farm with a friend of mine, his grandparents' farm, we spent the whole day cultivating the field. It was hot. We toiled. We worked hard. The tractor broke down several times, but we kept at it until we had all the seed planted in this small 50-acre lot. This would be their livelihood for the next year. They depended on this 50-acre piece of land to produce enough income for them to survive the next year. At the end of the day, when we finally got every last seed planted, we headed back to the porch. And as we got onto the porch for some nice ice-cold lemonade, it started to rain. And it became a toad strangler. Y'all know what a toad strangler is? Anybody here know what a toad strangler is? When it rains so hard that even the toads drown. A gully washer. And we sat on that porch and we watched our whole day's worth of work wash away. all the seeds into a neighboring brook. Now, for some farmers, that means you wait 5 or 6 days until the land dries out and you go back at it. But for my friends' grandparents, they didn't have the money for extra seed. This was a Sabbath now for them. They had to live off the previous year. It was a huge loss. But what God did promise in Leviticus is this. God promised Sabbath, that through the Sabbath, this cancellation, we can recover and we will be restored that which we lost. This is always a hard time of the year for me as a youth pastor. Any teachers in the, I think I know at least one teacher here this morning. Is there any other teachers here? Yes. It's a hard time for teachers as well. You know what I'm talking about in just a second. A couple Sundays ago, we had all of our seniors from the church line up out here, and we recognized them. As a youth pastor, it breaks my heart every year to watch those kids walk out of the church, and they're not a part of my youth program anymore. You kind of feel that way when kids leave every year from your classroom, right? You're not going to see them anymore. They're not going to be there. It's really tough. It's hard for those loss, to go through that loss. But we have been facing losses this year. This has been a tough year for losses. We lost our worship for a while. We lost Palm Sunday and Easter Sunday. That's huge. Palm Sunday, I mean, those are great Sundays to be together here at the church. We lost that. How many of you lost your vacation this year? Aren't able to go on vacation? We lost church camp. We lost the opportunity to see and be with our family and our friends. And today, if you can't tell, today the day would be the day that 50 high school youth and 20 adults would be worshiping in LaGrange, Kentucky on our annual ASP mission trip. So what are your losses and cancellations this year? What have you had to sacrifice in order to have that Sabbath? Is this a time of Sabbath that will lead to a year of jubilation? Is this a time of Sabbath that will lead to us being restored to what we've lost? Last Thursday, some of the kids from ASP and some of our staff people and church members gathered in the front yard of Bruce Thompson. It was his birthday, and we took the opportunity to social distance and greet Bruce Thompson and wish him a happy birthday and sing happy birthday to him. Bruce Thompson, though, after everybody left, there was just a couple of us standing around. Bruce and I were talking about everything that's going on. Bruce had these words, and I said, Bruce, that's kind of my sermon on Sunday. I'm just going to quote him. He said, "We will be fine. This virus will eventually go away, and we will go on ASP again." Sabbath and restoration of what we've lost. Every year we struggle and face losses. Is this a year that's a Sabbath for us? Is it a year of jubilation? We won't really know for sure, but let me share this with you. See if you can remember this. How many of you remember Apollo 13, lost going to the moon? Over 100,000 known deaths in the Vietnam War. 4 college students killed during war protests at Kent State University. A cyclone in Bangladesh kills 500,000. An earthquake in Peru kills 67,000. An oil tanker spills 100,000 gallons of crude oil into the English Channel. South Australia suffers wildfires that kill at least 75 people and injure another 800. Istanbul is hit with a cholera epidemic. A hurricane hits Corpus Christi, leaving 15 dead and $400 million in damages. A fire at a nightclub in Grenoble kills 142 people, mostly teenagers. Floods in Vietnam kill 293 people and leave 200,000 homeless. And boy, if that's not bad enough, those of you who are baby boomers and fans of this group, the Beatles disbanded. Now, and for those of you who aren't a Beatles fan like me, Simon and Garfunkel released their final album together, ironically titled Bridge Over Troubled Water. The year 1970, 50 years ago. For those of us who were around in 1970 and those of us who were born in 1970, perhaps this is our year of Jubilee. Perhaps we have been restored. Perhaps every year we experience cancellation, Sabbath, and restoration. Amen.